Now return to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show, The Mike Calta Show.
Mike Calta Show
on 102.5 The Bone.
On the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. I'm going to take some phone calls. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Mike Calta Show, hello.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. I was thinking, Mike, the greatest job for you would be running the Hard Rock Poker Room pit boss, you know.
I feel like I'm a pit boss type. I walk around with one of those things that they use to collect the dice, like one of those sticks on the craps table. Mm-hmm. I just walk around and hit people with it.
I have a quick question for you also. Do you spend the same amount of time trying to keep your facial hair clean as it would just shaving it all off every day? Because I have about the same amount of facial hair as you do, and I spend the same time it would to keep it clean looking as it does to shave it off every day.
I fortunately don't have the, I don't have to go out into the public for a job. Like, I don't have to keep it clean. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get up in the morning and shave before I come do this show. So I would say, like, every 2 days I give it a little shave trim up. But I do lotion my beard because my chin gets very dry and I get a chest full of chin dandruff.
Great talking to you guys. Great show. Thanks for taking my call.
Just two guys talking about facial hair. I don't mind that at all. Phone lines are open if you'd like to know what I do for my armpits or my dental hygiene. I want to send some love out to one of our listeners that we call Finally Dave, because when we were on afternoons, he used to be the last caller of the day, and he'd say, "And finally," and he'd go over some stuff about the show. He is a great guy and a great listener to the station, and unfortunately, he is having some medical issues right now, which I don't really know the full. He was on the cruise with us.
Yeah,
and he was healthy and great, and he's not like a sloppy drunk or anything like that. And then he came home, and from what I understand, he was changing a tire, and then he had some medical issues, and then he had to go to the hospital and was having surgery. So we send him all the prayers and love and hope. I don't have an update, but hopefully everything is going great with him, because he's
super
I could
nice
have picked
guy.
Two guys on the cruise I would rather have had medical problems. Yeah, I mean, I like everybody, but there's like at least 2 to 4 guys I go, "Oh, yeah, I'd rather him to get it than Dave," you know?
Yeah, Dave's a super nice guy. He comes out to almost all the events and stuff. And
Not like a pain in the ass, clingy, not annoying. He's just a good dude that we get to hang out with, you know?
Bought me a shot glass in Nassau.
Mm-hmm. Bought you a shot glass?
That had boobies on it, yeah.
Hey. Nice.
All right. He said, "I saw this and I thought of you." I said, "Thank you."
Yeah, sometimes some things are associated with other people. How do I get the hiccups all the time?
Swallowing too much air.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Spinning out.
That'll that.
Anybody watch the Joker trailer? Joker 2?
No, I saw that it was there. I have not watched it yet. What do you think?
I don't know. I just started to watch it before you came back on the air, and then I had to stop paying attention to it.
I was talking to Spanish about it in the off air. I don't think I'm going to like Lady Gaga in the movie.
I think she's pretty good. Like, I thought she was great in the
Star is Born. Yeah,
and
I
think she, you know... But
I think I might be over her.
Yeah.
I think that's
how
it is.
That's how I kind of am, too. Like I said, it's hard to tell from a trailer. It's only like a minute long. Like, it looks cool.
It's a teaser.
But she looks, I don't know, like very, I don't like her.
But so my question is, how does she meet the Joker? Because he's in jail, right?
Yes.
And we have no Batman yet in the Joker movie.
No, and she's in jail also.
But that's not how Harley Quinn was. Harley Quinn was his doctor,
correct,
wasn't he?
Therapist, yeah.
Therapist.
Yeah, and she
falls
in that vat. And then goes crazy.
Right.
Well, I thought he pushed her in it.
Yeah.
So why don't they make, why do they not do
that? I don't know. And it's supposed to be a musical, right?
It's a musical.
So that's going to be lame.
But is it full on musical, or is there music in it? That's what I heard, was Todd Phillips said that I didn't think of it as a musical, but it definitely has music in it.
It has a scene. Remember Spider-Man had a song and dance scene in one of them?
The worst. It was the worst.
Yeah.
But we get Lady Gaga's in it, so we got to hear her dumb voice, and she's got to sing, and it's, get out. I'm just over
this guy. Yeah.
I got to tell you, though, listen, Lady Gaga is very talented. She's a great singer.
Yeah.
There was the show where they have the table read for A Star is Born, and she starts singing Shallow, and like in a room full of people just sitting there, whatever, and she cranks it out and sounds so good.
Right. But I feel like they beat that dead horse into the ground.
Also interesting is that Margot Robbie, I thought, did a really good job in Suicide Squad, yeah, whatever. But then that standalone movie that she did
Birds of Prey.
Over the top.
I never saw it.
Well, I saw like a little bit of it. I remember seeing the trailer and I go, this is to be awful. But now, can you do Harley Quinn without doing crazy Margot Robbie Harley Quinn?
Yeah.
How is she going to play? Is she going to play all like psycho,
yeah,
zoned out, yeah, weirdo? Yeah.
That's exactly, you know, what she's going to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I just watched the trailer. I looked at it. I couldn't hear it, but it doesn't sound bad. But there are musical scenes in it. But
I mean, the first one was amazing.
Are we getting away from that the Joker is the bad guy in Batman? Now it's correct, just this, yeah, weird, yeah, guy who laughs a lot.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that make you feel bad for him.
Like, I don't think this is going to connect to Batman at all either.
Remember at the end, the cell next to him is, what, is it the Riddler? Not the Riddler. Yeah, the Riddler.
No, you're thinking of Batman. They put the Riddler away, Joker's in the cell.
Oh, Joker, yeah.
See, I originally thought that this was going to connect to the Robert Pattinson Batman eventually, but
that'd be cool.
That's not the case.
No. This is an entirely different universe.
Totally separate.
But Todd Phillips is great. Like, Todd Phillips makes good movies.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to like Lady Gaga based on the trailer.
Could be. She looks kind of like a wet dog.
Yeah.
So does he, though.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's perfect.
He makes it work for something.
He's so good, man. He's so good.
Oh.
Whenever they come over to his apartment and then he lets the little guy go and the way he scares him and everything.
Yeah.
It's just so good. Yeah. I'm not going to hurt you. You've always been nice to me. Oh, God.
Todd Phillips has made some great movies.
He really has.
I didn't realize.
Old school.
Due Date.
Yeah.
Hangovers. War Dogs.
Those guys, when they go into other genres, always end up very good.
Yeah.
Mike, how the show? Good morning.
Hey, guys. This is Gary. Hey, I just had an idea for another job for you're talking about. With your deep and clear voice, you'd probably make one a heck of an auctioneer.
I don't know if I can go as fast.
You probably have fun doing it, too.
Yeah.
It'd probably be a fun job for you.
I have done that at charity events before. Not in the fast kind of way. Like, not like, and I get 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 50, 5, 50. Like, I'm not that, but I'd go, hey, we got this for $100. Hey, this guy, I know you. You own a steel company. You should pay $500 for this. So, yeah, I'm on it, sir. Thank
you. Know what job I think I would do if I wasn't working here? I would work on the cruise ship. Washy, washy.
Would you ever go back to being a line dance announcer?
Back to it?
Yeah.
I wasn't a line dance announcer.
No, I know.
Where is
you
that
were
coming from?
You did it.
That was square dancing.
Oh, okay.
Same thing.
It's not.
No.
Square dancing goes in a square, line dancing in a line.
Yeah. Carmen, I'm with you. It's the same thing.
Now, promenade. Do-si-do with your partner and promenade.
Hey,
turn and spin. I can honestly say I'm probably the only one in this room who could say I square dance with my great grandmother.
Yeah, that's true.
I never square danced with your great grandmother.
No, I didn't.
Nor did I. Yeah. So.
She was quite the tapper.
Yeah. I salsa danced with my great grandmother.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I danced a kiss with my grandmother, and she was holding an acoustic guitar pretending like she was playing.
Oh, wow. My grandmother calls me one day, and she's like, Michael, I heard this rock song. You probably know it. I don't know it. I love it. I want to know more about that. I was like, oh, my God. So what could it be? Is it Bon Jovi? No, I know Bon Jovi. I know Springsteen because she lived in Jersey. This one here, it was, I forgot why she liked it so much. But do you want any idea what you want to guess what it might have been? You're never going to guess.
Yeah.
It was Dire Straits' Walk of Life.
Yeah.
She heard that song somewhere and she was, I love this song.
Yeah. Okay. I'd say that. You know what my dad did not like whenever we would put the music on in the car? He hates choruses. So he goes, Rocky Like a Hurricane. I get it. Rocky Like a Hurricane. Over and over. They keep on saying, I go, well, sorry, the Four Seasons didn't have choruses in their songs or whatever.
Dare that just the Four Seasons. Yeah.
It's because your dad's a spy and he locks in all these things and the repetition is killing his brain.
But then I finally got him. I go, really? Jump, jump in, jump real life. Yeah.
Galvin's dad sisters. Loves the porn sisters.
jump in.
I don't, I try so hard to appreciate my son's music, but it is really terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's a lot of just.
The mumble rap is bad, yeah.
It's not, I mean, it's like. There was a mumble rap, and then there's kind of this in-between thing that they're doing.
Yeah.
It's talking, mumbling. I don't really know.
But yeah, I don't get it. And a lot of, there are people my age that love it that I can't understand any of what they're saying. So
are they rapping about cars and bitches these days? Still, or what's the new thing?
Yeah, no, still cars and bitches. No,
it's private PJs, private jets. And they got good taste. AP watches, private jets. I mean, they really know where the money goes these days. But I don't understand it. We were supposed to have this guy come in here, this Isaiah Teege. He was in Orlando, and he was coming here to perform, and he was going to come in the studio, and Bert was going to be here, and he wanted to meet Bert, and Bert wanted, and it was going to be good, and then the guy bailed on us. And the more I look at it, the more I think he suffers from depression, and he can't get out of bed sometimes, this guy, because he's like, yo, I have to shut my Instagram down for a couple of days. Like, he's one of those people I know. Oh, let's say like an old grandmother.
Yeah, it's
like,
sad. Aww. It sucks.
You're spiritual now.
Mm. No, he feels for everyone, all beings in the Spanish. Universe.
Where are you posting your spiritual Spanish videos?
What do you mean?
Like, where can people find them?
On Instagram?
I refuse to repost them because I hate them.
Right.
Where can people find them?
So you can find them, I believe. Let me
you don't know your own Instagram?
I just want to make sure I get it right. You know what I mean? I don't want to just start saying
Spanish
it.
Goes out.
_ weirdos.
Almost.
Spanish goes out and he records a new video in his hammock every day with his stupid beads and his hammock. And he does spiritual stuff. And he's like, you know, there's one to be one with nature, to be one with God.
What do you do? I refuse to watch him. What are you doing on there? Are you giving advice? Or are you just telling about your day?
I'm just
what
talking about my experience. Like the last one I did was about drinking, being spiritual and drinking and doing drugs. Because a lot of people think that when you're spiritual, you don't party. Yeah, and that's not the case. Like, it's all about finding
the
balance.
Meanwhile, spirituality probably came out of doing drugs,
sure.
Mushrooms.
Yeah, 100%.
And all
kind of, I think I'm spiritual. Do you think I'm spiritual?
I do, yeah.
Oh,
I don't think I'm spiritual.
I think you are.
I don't.
I think you are. I think you're probably more spiritual than you, because you talk to yourself a lot and you have a, what?
What am I talking to myself?
Yeah, how would you know that?
I hear him talk to himself all the time.
He's not talking to you.
No,
you hear Galvin talking to himself all the time?
I mean, maybe not all the time, but I've heard you talk to yourself when you're working on the computer. Right there.
Has anybody else in there? I mean,
no, but I'm not at the spiritual level.
I've never heard him mumble. Joe, yes.
Joe.
Maybe I'm hearing Joe, but yes. I've looked over at you and you'll just be like, oh, yeah. Oh.
You've seen that?
No.
I'm wrong. All right. Maybe I'm wrong.
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
All right.
Why are you staring at Galvin when he's working?
I enjoy his beautiful eyes.
Who am I?
that's Joe.
That is Joe.
That is definitely
me. So that's wrong. So what else do I do that makes me spiritual?
I don't know.
Yeah. I really just don't think I am. I don't think that.
Do you believe in God?
Not particularly.
Well, being spiritual just means you believe in a higher power and you see.
There's something.
Yeah. Being spiritual just, in my opinion, just means you're discovering a connectedness of everything, and your individual self starts to fall away.
Oof. Yeah, when the hammocks come in.
I just love being in
so
the hammock.
So he doesn't fall away.
Yeah.
So the hammock holds him.
And I do it right in the back. If you want to check out my videos, it's spiritual_sanctuary69.
Oh, spiritual_sanctuary69.
Yeah.
Is it often that spiritual people make 69 jokes?
They can if they want to. Uh-huh. It makes me laugh, and 69 is, it's a sign for cancer. So, yeah, I'm a cancer.
Okay, that makes more sense. My daughter is at the age where she laughs at 69 but doesn't know what it means.
Right.
At least I think she doesn't know what it means. But anyway, Spanish has got dumb videos.
Right.
And he makes them, and he's like, hey, if you want to post them on here, and I watch it. And I was like, no, I don't. But they're on there, and people are watching them.
Yeah. They're on the YouTube channel, also, if you want to check them out on the YouTube.
I'm going to take those down today.
The Sad Weirdo channel is up and running on YouTube.
I'm taking that off.
Are the comments on? Are you allowed to make comments on it? How have the comments been?
Comments are good.
Yeah?
Shockingly, yeah.
So you can go to YouTube.com, search the Mike Calta Show, and find your Sad Weirdo videos there. Will you guys talk among yourselves? I want to go look at them real quick. I got to see.
We should put the Pap Shared Wisdom videos back up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Those are great.
Yeah.
That I like.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I took your advice. I don't need to be so serious in the videos. It was making me crazy. Mm. I'd rather be.
Where's the sad weirdo stuff? Oh, yeah, there you are. Mm-hmm. You want to listen to one?
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, boy. Do the newest one.
No, don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to do, goddammit. I don't. How many are up there,
like,
you think?
I think three or four. Honestly.
Yeah.
Honestly, if I came in and was just loving Jesus and I said, listen, I'm so loving Jesus now.
Turned on.
I want to do videos about it and talk about it. Would you be like, that's cool? Or would you secretly say to Joe and Gio, be like, oh my God, it's so weird.
Nah, I mean, I think it'd be I don't think I'd say anything behind your back, but I think it'd definitely be like, that's cool. But that is a little shocking. I imagine it was the same with me.
Like Josh, our singer, he's how old is he? 40 years old.
Yeah.
And he just got baptized the other day. He's not weird about it. And I'm happy for him. Whatever he finds to make him happy is cool. But if he starts talking to me about it, I'm like, I don't know what to say. I don't believe any of that stuff. Like, I don't want to make it weird. But I'm very proud of him. I'm happy for him and all
Well,
that.
I'm glad you're at least not giving advice. Because if you were giving advice, I'd be like, nobody wants advice.
Oh, really?
What?
Hello. I'm Anthony. And welcome to the spiritual.
No. We have to listen to it. You have to listen to it. Put those headphones on.
You're doing it.
You're
Put
doing
those
it.
Headphones on. If we have to listen to it,
you're
you have to listen to it.
Making it. Why are you making it if you can't even be proud of it?
I just don't like being in the room with you guys. You guys are mean.
Too bad. Put your headphones on.
They're on.
Hello, I'm Anthony, and welcome to the spiritual sanctuary.
Oh,
today I want to talk to you about deserving pain.
Your mustache looks so dirty.
Oh, it's not dirty. You deserve so much pain for this.
About deserving pain. I always hear people say I didn't deserve it. And the truth is, most of adults end up in situations where they feel pain because something that they have done themselves. Now, barring some crazy situations, you know that pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. And if you decide you want to look inward and truly heal those parts of you,
oh my God.
Like abandonment, something that I suffer with.
You suffer from abandonment?
Oh, yeah.
Who abandoned you?
My mom.
She's still here.
Yeah. That's not how it works.
Look inward and heal my inner child, so to speak. I promise you can do it too. And when you decide to use pain as the best teacher in the world.
My gay friends just called.
What did they say?
I said, you're gay.
For self-healing, you will find parts about yourself that I bet you didn't know existed. There, you can heal and thrive. I love you. If you ever need help, don't be afraid to reach out. And don't forget, you can trust me. I got beats.
I don't trust you.
Yeah, well.
Dear Jesus.
Yes.
Please make those trees fall while he's in the hammock.
Nah, they're sturdy.
Please. fall to the ground, hit his head on a rock.
They're sturdy trees?
I don't even want you to die. I want you to be having to have the feeding tube. And you just see it. You have that look. And I go, hey, how's your spirituality now, stupid?
Wow. By the way, I could do a way better video than that because I could be more concise with it. Pain and suffering, whenever you stub your toe, just go, yes! That's all you have to do, and then you don't have the pain. Yep. Right?
I love when you do that, too. Oh, the karate.
Hello. I'm Anthony.
Oh,
Another one?
No, that one right there is just...
Hello, I'm Anthony.
I want to punch that face. Yeah. Oh, there's plenty up there, Carmen.
Yeah, yeah, go check
By the way,
out.
Is Anthony different than Spanish? Is Anthony more serious?
Well, there. I'll tell you off air why I'm doing that. I don't want to say on air, but there is a reason why I am doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Mike owns
Hello,
Spanish
friends.
The name.
I'm Spanish.
And oh, now you're Spanish.
Sanctuary.
Yeah, it's the first one I did.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
All right. Hello, I'm Anthony. Welcome to the spiritual sanctuary. You know, a lot of people's biggest struggle in life will be learning to love
themselves. My biggest struggle is watching the stupid video.
Something that I've discovered that's paramount to this is learning to love oneself for who you are, not what you've done.
Oh, my God. What do you love yourself for?
Oh, man, I love myself just for being me, for being alive.
Gross.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, if you want to... Hey, look, I know that I don't share... everything with everybody. You may be interested in Spanish's spiritual videos. You can find them on YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube.com/TheMikeCalta Show.
And on Instagram.
Click on the Steel, what is it?
Sad Weirdos Club.
Or on Instagram, Spanish underscore. Or
spiritual underscore sanctuary 69.
Yeah. I feel like somebody's going to come and talk to us and go, you guys didn't see any signs? These stupid videos that he was doing?
Yeah, we were like, yeah, we knew. We were just letting it run its course.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Joe's filling these?
Yeah. All right.
Galvin brought up a good point. It's interesting that this is the stuff that Joe decides to invest his video in.
Hello. I'm Anthony.
Hasn't done anything for 15 years and then decides to film his weird friend in the woods.
Now's my time.
Yeah.
This is going to take us to the top.
It's never come and said, we got this great video, just this.
Hello. I'm Anthony.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Galvin. Sorry you had to deal with that.
Hello. Been doing a very good job of not seeing those videos.
Hello. I'm Anthony.
And then all of a sudden you're like, hello, I'm Spanish. Hello.
No, first one
I'm Anthony.
First one was Spanish. Then the other ones are Anthony.
Don't do me a favor. Don't mention me in your videos.
Oh, I definitely do.
I haven't heard one yet.
Yeah, it's at the end
anymore.
Of the newest one. I tell people to comment.
The one I saw, you're like, Mike won't let me put this on the Instagram page.
Oh, you said that?
It's
true. I told him no.
Hello. I'm Anthony.
Where's the newest one?
I saw it on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm wearing the gray shirt, but yeah, I don't know.
That's this one.
Welcome to the spiritual sanctuary.
Is it learn to love yourself?
No. Oh, wow. It's balance. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Balance in the hammock.
I hope you lose your balance.
I won't. I'm very skilled at balancing. Ugh.
If there's somebody that's like, hey man, in all seriousness, I watched that video and it helped me out. It made me feel good. Please call up. Yeah. I'd love to hear the impact you've had on one person.
People have left me a bunch of messages. So,
who are they?
You know,
listeners.
You know who it helps? Losers that are like, at least I'm not this guy. I'm doing better than this weirdo out in the woods.
Wow. All right. Good luck to you.
Thank you,
Galvin.
Yeah.
For years, I've been using a company called Super Heat and Air.
Yes.
You can use them as well. If you go to superheatandair.com, they make these inverters now that go indoor or outdoor, and they can go inside your house, they can go outside your house, and they cool off your house super quick, and they suck all the humidity out there. And when you're gearing up for a super hot summer and you're like, my AC is just not doing it anymore, they try those, man. I remember I went to Chicago and Pete's mom had one and she closed the window and turned it on and in 5 seconds, the whole house was freezing. I'm telling you, I've been using Super Heat and Air for years because they put in the units in this home. They put in units in my home prior. They come out and they do maintenance. When I got the beach house, they went out there and took care of that unit. They're the first people I call when it comes to AC. And that's why when we were on the cruise and my friend Galvin had an emergency.
I did.
We went right to Dan at Super Heat and Air. And what did he do?
My AC was out. My son.
Can you imagine being gone for a week and having to come home to a house that's been hot for days?
Right. That's the problem. My son said, hey, it seems hot in here. He got back from work. And I said, send me a picture of the thermostat. And it was 77 degrees in the house.
Dare you.
And I was like, no. So I'm like, I got to get this fixed before we get. And we were at getting ready to go to Coco Cay.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm on a cruise and this and that. Yeah. So you said to call Super Heat and Air. I called over there. Well, actually, I texted with Dan and he said there's a tech already on the way.
Oh, that's
like
great.
Literally like already on the way.
Didn't you know why? Because they've all been in that situation and nobody wants to be without AC in the summer.
So I told him, I said, my son's there. Here's his number, whatever. They coordinated, got in there, did it. Took care of everything, cooled down immediately, nice, beautiful. I was like, oh, so thankful. Because, last thing you want to do is come home from a vacation and have a problem.
Yeah.
You know, and they solved the problem right there. It was awesome.
Well, if you are having problems with your unit and you need a new one, or you may just need a clean and tune on the unit, go to superheatandair.com, schedule your appointment, have them come on out there. If you need a new unit, they'll give you an estimate for it. And if you're having any problems or if you expect that, hey, maybe this summer, this might be the summer that the AC doesn't last, write their number down. Keep the Super Heat and Air in your phone because they are there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so you don't have to deal with any of that nonsense. Superheatandair.com. Tell them you heard about it on the Mike Calta Show. We'll take a quick break. We come back. We will play a little game. You want to play a little game?
Sure, yeah.
Play a little Whose Tweet Is It Next on 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah & Farrah personal injury attorneys.